From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. No endorsement on a nuclear deal from the leader of Iran. Iran's top leader Thursday stopped short of giving his endorsement to the framework nuclear deal struck last week between Tehran and world powers. While the country's president warned separately that Tehran's approval of a final deal depends on the immediate lifting of all sanctions related to its controversial nuclear program. These comments, taken together, could represent simply a tough bargaining stance by the Islamic Republic ahead of a final deal, which is expected by June 30th. However, President Hassan Rouhani's demand of an immediate full sanctions relief is likely to complicate efforts to reach a final deal. Rouhani said, "We will not sign any agreement unless all economic sanctions are totally lifted on the first day of the implementation of the deal." He spoke during a ceremony marking Iran's Nuclear Technology Day, which celebrates the country's nuclear achievements. Iran and the six world powers agreed last week on a framework deal, which is meant to curb Iran's bomb-capable technology. Iran's president on Thursday also warned Saudi Arabia and its allies that their airstrikes campaign in Yemen is a mistake, and called for a halt to the strikes targeting the Iran-backed Shiite rebels who have seized much of the impoverished Arabian Peninsula country. For 2 weeks now, the Saudi-led coalition has failed to stop the power grab by the Houthi rebels, whose advance has forced President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi to flee the country. Both Tehran and the rebels deny that Iran is arming them. Meanwhile, Secretary of State, the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, says Washington is very concerned at Iran's support for the Shiite rebels in Yemen. This is VOA News. After convicting Chechen immigrant Jokhar Tsarnaev of the deadly 2013 Boston Marathon bombings, jurors will take a few days off before deciding whether to sentence him to death or to life in prison. After 2 days of deliberations and a federal trial, the jury convicted the 21-year-old Tsarnaev Wednesday of all 30 charges he faced, including 17 that carry a possible death penalty. The sentencing phase of the trial is expected to begin in the same U.S. courtroom next week. Jurors would have to vote unanimously to sentence Tsarnaev to death. As U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter continues his Asian trip with a visit to South Korea, the United Nations is appealing to the international community to help raise $111 million to address the food crisis impacting a vast portion of North Koreans. The U.N. Humanitarian Coordinator for North Korea, Ghulam Isaacsai, told VOA's Margaret Bashir Wednesday that the funding will help give five U.N. aid agencies working on the ground to continue providing North Koreans with food, clean water, and other basics, including vaccines and medical supplies, in 2015.
We're appealing for more aid and support to keep the U.N. operation going. And if we do not provide the support, the gains we've made over the years will be reversed.
Isaacsai said more than 2 million women and children and the elderly will benefit from the additional funding. The UN says malnutrition remains a serious problem among children under age 5. The UN is working with the North Korean government to come up with a new 5-year plan in an attempt to address the structural causes of malnutrition and other humanitarian crises. The witness who recorded the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina last week says he initially considered erasing the video from his cell phone. Fiden Santana told NBC News Wednesday that Officer Michael Slager had control of the situation after subduing Walter Scott with his electronic stun gun, or taser, moments after pulling Scott over for a traffic violation. Santana began recording the incident at the point where the 50-year-old Scott began running away from Slager. Slager pulled his gun and fired 8 shots at Scott, who collapsed about 9 meters away. Santana said he felt that his life with this information could be in danger. He said he turned the video over to Scott's family after reading the police's version of the events in the news. Slager initially said he opened fire after Scott had taken his electronic stun gun during a scuffle. And China's auto sales accelerated in March with strong demands for SUVs, according to an industry group. Sales of passenger vehicles rose 9.4%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.